A coalition of groups who campaign for better public transport and cycling infrastructure in Dublin are meeting the chief executive of Dublin City Council, Richard Shakespeare, this lunchtime to ask him to implement the Dublin City Transport Plan without delay. The first phase of the plan is due to come into effect in August, but the Dublin City Traders Alliance has asked the council to delay implementation and were supported by Minister of State for Retail, Emer Higgins. A short while ago, we spoke to Jason Cullen. He's the chair of the Dublin Commuter Coalition, and asked him to explain what he would be telling Richard Shakespeare.
So ourselves, the Dublin Commuter Coalition, along with the co-signee groups to our letter last week, have attained a meeting with Richard Shakespeare today at 1 p.m. And we are meeting with him with the intent that he will bring the transport plan in on time next month. And specifically, one of the main concerns we will be raising with him is the report that the bus gate on the Keys, on the North Keys, is going to be reduced from a 24-hour bus gate to a 12-hour bus gate, which is simply unacceptable to us. So we'll be putting heavy pressure on him to reinstate a 24-hour bus gate on the Keys.
Are you asking him to keep the plan as it is then?
Yes, that's correct. We want him to implement the plan that was agreed by the councillors, the majority of councillors, twice in the chamber previously, and have in the new governance group committed to its implementation. We want him to follow what the will of the people of Dublin City is.
He says he wants to take on board the concerns that businesses have raised to him. What's the problem with him doing that?
Well, the businesses had the opportunity to contribute to the consultation, and they did at the time. And as with all consultation processes, these plans are tweaked and moved around. But this was a plan and a project that had 80% support from the response. And with respect to the businesses, they have an equal voice when it comes to these responses, and they don't get special treatment just because they own a business within the city centre. What they've come out with last minute is the need for an economic assessment, which they had not at any point mentioned during the consultation phase. And they made two responses to the consultation. So it is very clearly a transparent attempt to try and delay the project once more for their own, what they believe is their own financial interest.
But they're entitled to express those concerns, and they say that the plan, if implemented as is, would lead to job losses.
Well, of course, you know, the majority of the group that is particularly vocal, the Dublin Traders Alliance, that's made up of organisations that represent the vested interest of car parks, the Irish Car Park Association, Arnott's, Brand Thomas, and the Jura Shopping Centre. And naturally, any organization whose primary business is one of their primary businesses, car parks, is going to be very vocal about the impact of a project that prioritizes public transport and active transport in the city.
Yes, they also represent Retail Excellence Ireland and also restaurants. So they do represent more than just car parks.
Absolutely, yes, they do. And there is, you know, it's good that you brought up the Restaurant Association of Ireland, because a huge amount of their employees will be getting public transport into the city centre. And I'm sure quite a lot of them have been in a situation where they've been sitting on a bus, delayed on the Keys, having to stressfully text their line managers or their bosses saying they're going to be late. And some of them potentially even having ramifications of losing their job or losing their hours as a result of being stuck on the Keys. So it's counterproductive for organizations who rely on their staff and their customers coming in via public transport to advocate against a project that prioritizes public transport in the city.
What potential changes are you most concerned about?
So as I mentioned, the main concern for us is any potential delay to the project. And specifically on the Keys, there is the potential change of the bus gate from 24 hours to 12 hours, but also a delay to this project would be potentially catastrophic for cyclists. This the Dublin Transport Plan superseded the Liffey cycle route, which was installing safe cycling on the Keys. And you know, it was scrapped effectively because this plan was due to come in this year and this summer. Without the Keys element going in, the cyclists going in and out of Dublin every day are facing much more dangerous situations where they have to interact with heavy goods vehicles, with cars, an abundance of cars, heavy congestion, as opposed to having safe, segregated cycle infrastructure, which is what this plan is set to deliver in 2 months' time.
That's Jason Cullen. He's chair of the Dublin Commuter Coalition.